This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Panadol tablets, Panadol mini caps, active ingredient, S, paracetamol 500 mg. This leaflet provides important information about using Panadol. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Panadol. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Panadol? Panadol contains the active ingredient paracetamol. Paracetamol works to stop the pain messages from getting through to the brain. It also acts in the brain to reduce fever. Paracetamol is used for the fast effective temporary relief of pain and discomfort associated with various pain states including headache, muscular aches, period pain, arthritis or osteoarthritis, toothache, migraine headache, colds and flu symptoms, tension headache, sinus pain or headache, backache. Paracetamol also reduces fever. What should I know before I use Panadol? Warnings. Always read and follow the label. Do not take more than the recommended dose as it may cause serious harm to your liver. Do not use Panadol if you are allergic to paracetamol or any of the ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You are taking any other prescription or non-prescription medicines containing paracetamol to treat pain, fever, symptoms of cold and flu, or to aid sleep. The expiry date printed on the pack has passed, or if the packaging is torn or shows signs of tampering, check with your doctor or pharmacist if you have or have had any other medical conditions such as liver or kidney problems, are underweight or malnourished, regularly drink alcohol. You may need to avoid using this product altogether or limit the amount of paracetamol that you take. Have a severe illness, severe infection including blood infection, are severely malnourished, or are a chronic heavy alcohol user, as this may increase the risk of metabolic acidosis, a blood and fluid abnormality. Signs of metabolic acidosis include deep, rapid, difficult breathing, feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting, loss of appetite, drowsiness. Contact your doctor immediately if you think you may be affected. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? If you are not sure whether you should start using this medicine, talk to your pharmacist or doctor. Consider taking the lowest effective dose for the shortest period of time. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you are breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Whilst this product is suitable for use when breastfeeding, you should always consult with your doctor or pharmacist first. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines and paracetamol may interfere with each other. These include warfarin, or similar medicines used to thin the blood, metoclopramide, a medicine used to control nausea and vomiting, medicines used to treat epilepsy, or fits, chloramphenicol, an antibiotic used to treat ear and eye infections, alcohol, probenecid, a medicine used to treat gout or sometimes given with an antibiotic, cholestyramine, a medicine used to treat high cholesterol levels in the blood, flucloxacillin, an antibiotic due to a serious risk of blood and fluid abnormality, metabolic acidosis. Your pharmacist and doctor will have more information on these and other medicines to be careful with or avoid while using this medicine. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Panadol. How do I use Panadol? Follow all directions given to you by your pharmacist or doctor carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. If you do not understand the instructions on the box, ask your pharmacist or doctor for help. Use the smallest dose that you need to treat your symptoms and use the medicine for the shortest period of time necessary. Do not exceed the stated/recommended dose. how much to take. Swallow with water or other fluid. Do not take more frequently than every 4 hours. Panadol tablets. Adults and children aged 12 years and over, take 1 to 2 tablets every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Do not take more than 8 tablets in 24 hours. Children 7 to 12 years, take half to 1 tablet every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Do not take more than 4 tablets in 24 hours. Do not use in children under 7 years. Panadol mini caps. Adults and children aged 12 years and over, take 1 to 2 caplets every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Do not take more than 8 caplets in 24 hours. Children 7 to 12 years, take 1 caplet every 4 to 6 hours as needed. Do not take more than 4 caplets in 24 hours. Do not use in children under 7 years. How long to use it? Adults, only take paracetamol for a few days at a time, unless your doctor tells you to take it for longer. Children 7 to 17 years, only give paracetamol to children for up to 48 hours, unless a doctor has told you to give it for longer. If you use too much Panadol. If you think that you have used too much Panadol, you may need urgent medical attention. If you think that you or anyone else may have taken too much Panadol, you should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 131126 for Australia, 0800764766 for NZ, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. Do this even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning because of the risk of delayed, serious liver damage / failure if left untreated. What should I know while using Panadol? Things you should do. See your doctor if your symptoms do not improve. Remind any doctor, dentist, or pharmacist you visit that you are using Panadol. Things you should not do. Do not use Panadol to treat any other complaints unless your pharmacist or doctor tells you to. Adults, do not use for more than a few days at a time, unless your doctor tells you to. Children, do not give Panadol for more than 48 hours, unless a doctor has told you to. Driving, or using machines. Be careful before you drive, or use any machines, or tools until you know how Panadol affects you. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor, or pharmacist if you drink alcohol. Only drink small quantities of alcohol, beer, wine, or spirits while using paracetamol. Drinking large quantities of alcohol while taking paracetamol may increase the risk of liver side effects. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store your medicine in a cool, dry place where the temperature stays below 30 degrees Celsius for Panadol tablets and below 25 degrees Celsius for Panadol mini caps. Keep away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep your medicine in the original pack until it is time to take it. Keep out of sight and reach of children. A locked cupboard at least 1.5 meters above the ground is a good place to store medicines. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? Tell your pharmacist or doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while you are using Panadol. This medicine helps most people with various types of pain, but it may have unwanted side effects. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical attention if you get some of the side effects. Do not be alarmed by the following list of side effects. You may not experience any of them. Ask your pharmacist or doctor to answer any questions you may have. If any of the following happen, stop using the product and tell your pharmacist or doctor immediately, or go to accident and emergency at your nearest hospital. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? Shortness of breath. Wheezing, or difficulty breathing. Swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body. Allergic skin reactions such as rash, peeling, itching, or hives. Mouth ulcers. Unexplained bruising, or bleeding. Symptoms of metabolic acidosis which may include serious breathing difficulties with deep rapid breathing, drowsiness, feeling sick, nausea, being sick, vomiting and loss of appetite. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital if you notice any of these serious side effects. The above list includes very serious side effects. You may need urgent medical attention or hospitalization. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Product details. This medicine is available over the counter without a doctor's prescription. What Panadol tablets contain? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Paracetamol 500 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Starch pre-gelatinized mace. Starch mace. Talc purified. Stearic acid. Hypromalose. Povidone. Glycerol triacetate. Potassium sorbate. Carnauba wax. Potential allergens. Contains potassium sorbate as a preservative. What Panadol mini caps contain? Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Paracetamol 500 mg. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Gelatin capsules hard. Starch pregelatinized mace. Croscarm low sodium. Povidone. Stearic acid. Hypromalose. Titanium dioxide. Quinoline yellow. Brilliant blue FCF. Alara red AC. Potential allergens. N/A. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Panadol looks like. Panadol tablets are a white film coated round tablet. They are marked Panadol on one side and have a break bar on the other side. Ostar 1, 3, 5, 9, 1. Panadol tablets. Panadol mini caps are a capsule shaped tablet with a gelatin coating. One half is green and the other half is white. Ostar 8, 1, 0, 0, 7. Panadol mini caps. Who distributes Panadol? Lilly in Australia. Level 48, 8 Parramatta Square, 10 Darcy Street, Parramatta, New South Wales, 2150 in Auckland, New Zealand. This leaflet was prepared in September 2025.